All right, today I am here with Mr. Patterson. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. So, I know you went to Mount Vernon. So, why'd you choose to come back?
Actually, I kind of got headhunted a little bit. My senior year, I got probably 4 emails from different science teachers here at Mount Vernon that said, hey, we have an opening and we know you're graduating this year, so we'd really love for you to apply.
Huh. And what all classes do you teach?
This year I've got bio and applied. I've taught a bunch of stuff over the years. I've taught, we used to have this class called Life Science, which is sort of like bio but easier. I taught that. That was a fun one. And I've taught meteorology, oceanography, and environmental studies. And for a couple years they had me teaching geology, which was wild because Mrs. Brooks, who also graduated from here, has a master's degree in geochemistry. And they had me teaching geology, so she had more time to teach, like, freshman physical science.
Huh. And what changes have you seen, like, in the school since you were here?
Oh, a ton of changes. I mean, cosmetics, I mean, they've painted the building, like, 3 times just since I started teaching here. We've done the carpet. I think we're on our 3rd, maybe 4th version of the carpet. Obviously, when I went here, we didn't have, like, a sweet field house either. I also played soccer out on the old football field, and pre-AstroTurf, it was a rough, hard field to play on. There were a lot of knee injuries coming off that thing.
So, when you were in school, did you see yourself being a teacher?
Oh, no way. I had no idea what I wanted to do, like, when I was a teenager. I actually got sick of people asking. They'd say, like, oh, what do you want to do? I'd be like, I just want to be homeless. Leave me alone. I was a feisty little guy.
So, are any of the current teachers, were they your teacher when you were in school?
No, nobody here. Well, almost. We used to have this, like, weird 18 minutes before you were allowed to go eat lunch period called homeroom. And Mrs. Donadio was my homeroom teacher my freshman year.
Huh. And what makes Mount Vernon special to you?
I mean, I love this town. Like, I love Knox County. It's got a pretty, like, Mount Vernon is pretty interesting because it's got a good mix. Like, we're a large enough school, so we've got, like, a real agrarian, like, hunter influence here. But then we also, because it's a bigger area, we've got a high enough population that we've got a pretty diverse, like, group of students and a group of people that live in this town. And it's between, like the factories and blue-collar jobs that we've managed to keep even after the last recession. And then you've also got, like, colleges, you've got lawyers, you've got doctors. So we've got, like, really a good, like, cross-section of what Midwestern America looks like all right here in Mount Vernon. And that makes for a really, like, challenging but fun place to teach.
Yeah. And what was your favorite thing about coming back to Mount Vernon to teach?
My interview, we do 2 of them. One's at central office, and that one's real serious. That was a hard one. And then my second one was over here in this building. And that really just felt like hanging out, telling jokes with my favorite teachers from high school. And it's been a really welcoming, like, staff to work with.
That's good. Alrighty. Thank you for your time.
Oh, absolutely.